Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And this is Morning Report, and voting is underway for the next president of the United States of America. After a divisive campaign, both candidates yesterday took the opportunity to try to end on a positive note. Donald Trump made a promise at a midnight rally in Michigan.
I'm asking you to dream big, because with your vote, we are just hours away from the change you've been waiting for your entire life. So to every parent who dreams for their child, and to every child who dreams for their future, I say these words to you tonight. I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you, I promise.
Well, at her final rally of the campaign in North Carolina, Hillary Clinton promised a legacy for all those who voted for her.
When your kids and grandkids ask what you did in 2016 when everything was on the line, you'll be able to say you voted for a stronger, fairer, better America. An America where we build bridges, not walls. And where we prove conclusively that, yes, love trumps hate. Thank you. Let's go vote, North Carolina.
Well, one place where votes have already been counted is Dixville Notch in New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton has come out on top. There they've got a tradition of midnight voting there. It's one of a small handful of towns where they allow midnight voting. Eight residents, though, cast their ballots, so let's not read too much into this. Dates right back to 1960, that tradition. Here's the moment they called the 2016 election a short time ago.
Hillary Clinton got four votes.
Hillary Clinton, four votes.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Two votes.
Two votes. Two votes for Trump, four votes
Johnson
for Clinton.
Weld, one vote.
Johnson, one vote.
And a write-in for Mitt Romney.
And a write-in for Mitt Romney. There you have it.
Well, there you have it.
A local man named Clay was lucky enough to be the first to cast his vote after the town pulled names out of a hat. Clay said it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
To have 100% turnout, if it can encourage a couple more people to go vote, and, you know, look, if you're a Trump supporter and you lost, go out and vote. If you're a Hillary Clinton supporter and you want to keep the momentum, go out and vote. If you think Gary Johnson has a chance, go out and vote. I mean, this is symbolic, and it's hopefully it encourages two people to go out and vote that normally wouldn't have.
And Clay says he was one of the four votes for Hillary Clinton, although she wasn't his first choice.
I think we were collectively, as the nation is as well, picking between the lesser of two evils. And it's terrible to say. I mean, Bernie Sanders won 4-0 in the primaries, and I don't think any of us had Hillary as our first choice. But it was for me included, it was anyone but Trump.
That's Clay in Dixville Notch in New Hampshire. Of course, that's an anomaly. The polls close in most eastern states at around 1 or 2 p.m. today, New Zealand time. Out west in California closes about 5 o'clock New Zealand time. Let's go to Washington now, where we're joined by Simon Marks. I imagine Dixville Notch isn't on the top of your list of things to watch out for, Simon, today. What are you looking at?
Always interesting to see what the folks in Dixville Notch have to say, Guyon. Let's not rule them out. What are we looking at, of course, are the battleground states, critical places where this election will be won or lost, the states that sometimes vote Republican, sometimes vote Democratic, and always are decisive in determining the outcome of this presidential election. Florida is a place that Donald Trump desperately needs to win if he's going to keep his presidential hopes alive. He's also hopeful in North Carolina. Some of the early voting patterns there favored him, but Donald Trump will be aware that the final polls that were conducted over the last 24 hours not only showed Hillary Clinton with a national lead, but Hillary Clinton with an advantage in most of those battleground states. She certainly has an advantage on home turf in New York. Those are Hillary Clinton supporters gathered at the polling station where she cast her ballot just a couple of hours ago near her home in Chappaqua. And Hillary Clinton told reporters after casting her ballot that she feels humbled, possibly to be on the brink of becoming America's first woman president.
I know how much responsibility goes with this, and so many people are counting on the outcome of this election, what it means for our country.
Now, in New York City, there were some protesters gathered outside the polling station where Donald Trump cast his ballot within about the last hour and a quarter, despite the fairly grim reading that the last-minute campaign polls made for the Trump campaign. In a brief interaction with reporters, he continued to exude confidence.
Mr. Trump, what are you hearing about early returns so far with your team? Very good?
Everything's very good.
Everything is very good, he said. But down in Virginia, just to the south of us here in Washington, D.C., and I should say we're seeing very long lines of people voting, long queues, even right here in the center of Washington, D.C., but voting stations in Virginia, another battleground state, doing brisk business. We spoke to voters there within the last hour and found three different viewpoints, not two. The first one comes from a supporter of Hillary Clinton.
Being a woman, especially in this election, is really critical that we make our voices known.
Trump, I'm so sick of the Clintons. That's enough.
I didn't vote for president. I could not bring myself to do it. It's the first time in 50 years I have not.